Perfect. Hi everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for trying extra hard to get in. Sorry about the link not working. A little bit of a snafu in there. People are coming in now. So that's great. Cool. Perfect. Hey Tina, how are you? Good to see you. Brilliant. Okay, so today we're gonna be talking about how to run a practice pod. So practice pods are one of the foundational elements of SBCA. I'm sure a lot of you guys who have gone through coach training have been in some sort of coaching circle or some sort of small group coaching situation with other coaches. This is very similar to that. And we just thought it would be helpful to have a little bit of a get together just to talk about practice pods, how they run, some best practices as far as the what we feel might work for you guys. And there's a huge range as far as what this can look like for you. So we definitely want to make it, so that way you make it your own. But we're just going to sort of show you the different ways that this could be set up. And feel free to raise your hand with any questions that you might have as we go through it. So here we go. So, right. Okay, how to run a practice pod. So in today's call, so we're just going to talk about what is a practice pod, right? What we call the practice pod spectrum. So that's what I was talking about in between it being quite formalized and a little bit more loose. What to cover in your first meeting, and then what ongoing support for you can look like, both in SBCA and also specifically for your practice pod. So first, what is a practice pod, right? So it's a small group made up of you and other coaches. That is at its basic level, that's exactly what it is, right? So it just provides a lot of time for you all to use the tools, use all the different approaches, in this really safe environment. And really it's primarily through peer coaching, right? And also just discussing the tools and what's coming up for you around the tools and what you think and just feeling those out and discussing those. It's designed to support you in being an imperfect coach and in being a not good coach, right? So it's just all about offering you also accountability for your practice, for you to be supported as you go through the process as well. And they really can run the full spectrum of the gamut, right? So you could have something that's quite loose, right? Where you all show up and you just sort of decide there on the spot what you're going to be discussing. On the other side of that is something that is a little bit more organized, right? So it's going to be structured, it's going to be predictable, and it's going to be deliberate. And I'll explain what that means. Oftentimes, we always end up in the middle, right? It's going to be some balance in between it being a little bit loose and a little bit more structured in a way that feels good to you. And so I really do recommend that you find your middle in whatever that looks like. But what does it look like as far as just a loose framework versus a more structured framework? So a loose framework for me, it's just you're doing like a quick check-in, everybody rolls in, you're like, how's it going, right? You don't want to stay too long in the check-ins because that'll take in, you know, half the practice pod if you let it, because you know how we all are. And then just reviewing the current module in SBCA, right? So one of the things that I always like to say is a really good use of time is how does this apply to your clients, potentially, to your niche if you have one? If you don't have one, that's absolutely fine. Maybe it's some ideas can come out of this for a niche for you. How does your self-doubt show up here as well, right? And also when it comes to peer coaching, right? Decide how long you're gonna be coaching for. Also, and also debriefing, the time for that. So getting feedback on your coaching, which sometimes can feel a little bit icky. I don't know about you guys, but I remember the first time that I got some feedback on my coaching, I was so nervous about it. Turns out it's absolutely fine. It's really, really easy and the people are usually really kind. So it's nothing to be worried about. Also, who's taking on the role of the coach, the coachee, and the observer, right? Just figuring those roles out and then wrap up and housekeeping, okay? So when it comes to a more structured framework, so you start and end on time, right? You're a little bit less loosey-goosey with the time and you're choosing a moderator. Now that could be for that specific practice pod session. Maybe you want to choose a moderator overall who's just somebody who's very good at organizing. It's like, you know, guys, I'll just take it. I'll just do this for the whole length of it, or maybe the first half, right? You reiterate a confidentiality agreement. I find this to be really nice personally because we're going to be talking about personal stuff. inside of the practice pod. And we're all getting to know each other. And so you know how it is when you're with a group and you're getting to know each other, there's that element of building trust with people. So it's just like, guys, can we just keep it in here? Whatever we talk about, right, stays inside the group. And that'll really help to foster that sense of safety and the relationship within the group. For 5 minutes, the moderator might ask an icebreaker question. It might be something really nice and loose. Maybe talk about your highs and the lows for the week. Everybody sort of goes around in a circle. I really like this talking about the highs and the lows for the week, because then we can note anything that we want to talk about for coaching later on. And it ends up being like really, you know, stuff that's applicable, stuff that is relevant to what is happening in your life. And then 20 minutes, review the current SBCA module, right? Again, how might it be translated to your clients in your niche? Where are you confused or need additional support? How might your self-doubt show up here, right? So just having that nice juicy conversation, 30 minutes, you do your peer coaching and your debrief. And for 5 minutes, the moderator wraps up housekeeping takeaways, right? So how does that sound like for you guys? I know those are quite different, right? I'm really curious for you, what sounds good to you as far as something that you'd like to do? Does anybody like to raise their hand? I know, Sal, you've done practice pods before, so you're a bit of a pro in this, right? I'm curious what this looked like for you guys when you did it.
I think we ended up more closely to the structured framework, possibly.
Yeah.
I think we learned quite quickly that some of the icebreaker questions or the checking in at the beginning could take way too long. And I find that with a lot of trainings or anything I've done, and not always sure of the value, if that makes sense. I think in the early days, maybe more helpful, but once you know each other a little better. And I think we sometimes try to do too much. I think agreeing on whether it will be 60 minutes or 90 minutes, if two of you are going to practice each week or just one, and maybe setting a schedule at the beginning to figure out if you're going to do that on a consistent basis, so that you take it one week, it's one of you, second, third, and keep rotating. But it definitely got easier the better we all got to know each other. And it was a little rocky at first because we were quite different personalities. So it took a minute to start to speak each other's languages or be empathetic to the way we were slightly different.
Yeah, that's such a good point, Sal. You know, in the beginning, I think so much of the work is just sort of understanding each other's rhythms and how you want to receive feedback. And you know, and you're working with a group, so you're all feeling each other out, and and we're all these like empathic people.
Yes, right? Yes.
So we're really sensitive to making sure that everybody is taken care of, and also making sure that our needs are being taken care of as well. Those are really great points. Yeah, so that's great, Sal. Thank you so much. You know, you'll go through this, you'll try different things out. Things will drop, you know, things, maybe you want to add some things in, some more structure in. I know I work, I'm in a mastermind where we meet once a month, and it's essentially a practice pod. And I know that for us, what works really well, and this may not be the same for you, is just, you know, making sure that we're really clear as far as who's moderating, who's in charge, what are we talking about? They're sort of keeping an eye on the clock to make sure that we're staying in integrity with each other's commitment to the practice pod. We know how long it's going to be. We meet for 90 minutes, and that works well for us. So it's really about what works for you guys. And that's something that you're going to be talking about.
Can I add something really quickly?
Yeah.
Also staying cognizant of the fact that it's really for the coach to practice the tool rather than for the coachee to solve an issue, you know, because so that sometimes it would go too long because you were in something really deep and really vulnerable and really emotional, and it felt kind of harsh to say, oh, time's up. But for the person being coached to be aware, not to be a really good client so you make it easy, but to accept that sometimes we agreed that the two people that were coaching and being coached would continue on a separate call later if it felt something had really been left. But to accept that during the practice pod, we wouldn't be able to wrap everything up with a bow.
I love that. Absolutely. I think, and you know, it's I love that idea of really like being such a support for each other and making sure that the person feels resolved.
Yeah.
Because sometimes 20 or 30 minutes just isn't long enough. right? We get right to the edge of something, and then we've got to call time, right? Just so that way we're staying respectful of each other's time. So absolutely.
I'm curious, Scott, that you said, you gave us two examples and said they're quite different because they look exactly the same to me, apart from one has a moderator and times,
yeah,
and the other one doesn't.
That's pretty much it. So one is going to be, you show up and there's no moderator. Everyone just sort of figures out there, you know, what they're talking about for that call, you know, right then on the call. Sometimes with the moderator, you might want to send out an email beforehand saying, hey, so this is what we covered in the module this week. This is what I thought the tools would be great to practice, because you're going to be getting multiple tools every week as well. There are going to be a lot of weeks when you're in practice pod that you're going to have to choose one, right? Because there's just too many, right? You might be getting four or five tools in some of these weeks, right? Or maybe even two or three, and that's going to be too much. So you can choose that beforehand. Another thing that you could do for a more, and you could do this in either one, if you know that you need support this week, something big has come up, right? And you are more of that structured one especially, you could email the moderator and say, I would love to be coached this week. Right, so you can sort of reserve that spot to get the support for yourself if you need. But I would say coaching is probably the most important thing in these practice pods, right? And that, so who's feeling a bit nervous about coaching and getting feedback in a practice pod? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Tina. Yeah, it could give you a little bit of, like, you know, agita, frankly, going into this, you know, knowing that you're going to be feeling sort of slightly maybe like assessed or judged. I just want to reassure you, it's none of that. It ends up being like a really beautiful experience. And I would recommend leaning into the discomfort of that a little bit and just seeing what comes up for you. It's actually, maybe that's something that you could even be coached on if you're feeling nervous around being a coach, right? So that could be a really good coachee experience. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about is also what you're going to be talking about in your first meeting. So your first meeting, so these are just things that you can all be discussing, right? Just to create a little bit of that understanding, especially as Sal was talking about, where it's like, what's your communication style? How do you like to resolve things? So, you know, what are your preferences when it comes to communication? Are you more of an introvert, extrovert? Do you need time to reflect and then come back? Do you prefer structure or not? Or do you prefer it to be a little more unstructured? What benefits would you like from the practice pod? What are you looking to get out of it? What's important for you? And if you're not sure, I would just have a think on that. How do you feel about coaching and being coached? The nice round robin discussion that I'm sure you all will talk about. If something isn't working for you, what will you do? How can you take care of yourself? And maybe how can you communicate that in a way that feels good to you, right? What helps you stay committed and on track? So how do you want to be supported? And also, how do you best receive feedback, both constructive and positive? And that's really useful when it comes to the coaching, right? Whoever the person who is observing can make sure that giving you the feedback in a way that you can receive it. So these are great things to just think about that you could be talking about in your first meeting. But honestly, you could talk about whatever comes up for you guys. You guys will have your own great questions for this. And we talk about like your agreements within the pod. So just figuring out the rhythm of it. When you're going to be meeting, how long, how often. Generally, it's going to be 60 to 90 minutes every week. Okay. Do you prefer a loose or more structured format? And then how do you, and when do you want to communicate the agenda for each session? Maybe you do that in the beginning, maybe that's emailed out. And then, like I was saying before, what are the roles, right? Who's the moderator? Who's the coach? Who's the coachee? That should have said coachee. Also, whoever is the observer generally is the timekeeper as well, right? So they're making sure that we're staying on time. Because I don't know about you, but I know when I'm coaching, sometimes I fall down the rabbit hole a little bit. And then also support. So your protector might actually want to step in and like be part of the practice pod, right? So what happens when that happens? When our protector is in the room with us as coaches, right? How can we support each other? How might it show up? We all have certain flavors of protectors, right? So how can we do that? So, and the last thing is just ongoing support, right? So this is the support that you guys receive in the program. So you check in with SAS, obviously, at your practice module. You can invite me to any of your practice pods. I love coming to practice pods. I love it, I love it, I love it. So even if you're just like, I feel like we've talked everything out, let's have Scott come in, right? We can absolutely do that. There's a lot of really great questions that we can dive into with that. I also host study group every single week, and we're gonna be starting this in the next 2 weeks. Okay, and study group is where you can just come, you can ask any questions that you have. You can also be coached on it and get some support on that. And you can reach out to Sasrai on Voxer. There's the discussion forum. And then also after everybody graduates, after the last call, there's gonna be these monthly graduate support calls that you get to go to. So that's really great. And I love the graduate support calls, because that's where we get to see also, like, how is it going with these tools? What are the bumps in the road then? How are we getting entangled with our clients, right? So all of these questions that we tend to have in our coaching, how can we be better coaches? Yeah. So that's sort of how to run a practice buzz. You can see there's a lot of space in there for you all to just develop something that feels good to you. And I think that's the most important thing. I think it's just about setting the expectations, and also, like, you know, the idea of how you want it to look like and how you want to support each other. And then just keeping an integrity of that. I think that's the most important thing. I'm really curious for you guys, though, what questions do you have around this? What questions do you have around your practice pods? What comes up for you? Any questions at all? Has anybody been in any sort of masterminds or group coaching like this before? Yeah, Anka, I'm seeing you nod your head. How was that for you?
You can hear me, right?
I can hear you.
I totally like it. I also like my whole coach training, one of my coach trainings was absolutely online, the major part of it. And we constantly had the teachings and the coachings, like, in front of everybody online, like in two different groups on a day. And then we had individual coachings with other people, also sometimes with a third person there, in person and also online. And it made it so normal. In the beginning, I was very nervous. But because you all did it and you all made mistakes, and it was always, like, kindly received, and it always, we learned so much more when we made mistakes than when everything went smooth and everybody was like, oh, they are so good and I can't do it that good, you know? And one thing also, I was nervous about this here, the short time, because one thing we was trained on is laser coaching. And I thought, oh, I didn't know SBCA is a training in laser coaching if we only have like 15 minutes, because the talking also takes so much time afterwards, you know? So yeah, that was my experience. And I was in SAS's Fire Monkeys. Okay. And there was also like a lot of like normalization, because we met on the forum and then in the live call. So it's kind of, the beginning was kind of like getting going, but then after some time we knew we are all friends and we are all cooking with water and nobody knows it perfect. And so it was just a safe container.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. I mean, it's like when you get together with any friends, like, you sort of become a lot looser and you're like, oh, it's cool. It's fine. Whatever. I mean, I'm still friends with people from my practice, but from the first round of SBCA. We meet every once in a blue moon. And one of them I email with quite often, actually, just this past week we're emailing. So so you'll love it. It's a really great group. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Anka. It's great. Yeah, it ends up being a really nice just space for you all to show up and imperfectly coach. And the experience of getting feedback on your coaching, maybe it's been a while, is transformative. It like changed how I coach. Right. Yeah. Please, Anka. Yeah.
I just want to add one thing. Like, this time, I think the best, I think you asked me what the best thing was. The best thing was that at some point we dare to try something on the pod we would never dare to do with a client. And that was so good for, you know, like really like being like, oh my God, I don't know how to do it. You all know I don't know how to do it. And we figure it out. And the client, the playing client kind of, you know, is a coach themselves. And so that was so good to even extend the skill set we had, because it was a safe place to make mistakes. And yeah, so I just wanted to add that.
Oh, that's so great. I love it. You really sort of created a nice little sandbox there for you to experiment with something that you would have never done before. That's brilliant. That's so good. It's so good. I'm good. Nice. Thank you so much. Good, 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 good. Anything else? Anybody want to share anything before we break off for the day? No? Okay, good. All right, guys. Well, listen, I'm here. SAS is here for whatever support you have that you need. And especially as you get your practice pods going. Yeah, please, Colette.
Can I just ask that you said something about a study group? How does that work and when is that starting?
So the study group, it meets once a week and it's starting next week. Okay. Okay, so this time next week, we're going to be starting. And it's and what's really, so the idea behind this is that Sass and I really wanted to create this idea of, imagine like going into the library and your friends are like huddled in the corner and you're talking about sort of deep diving into the material that you're learning and having that safe space. I mean, sometimes with a huge group of people in a class, it's not really the easiest to raise your hands and ask what you think is a stupid question, right? So it's like, let's create something that is a little bit more intimate, where it's like stupid questions only allowed. So that was the idea behind it. And then what's great is that it's drop in, drop out, come in. If you miss a couple, it's cool. Come back if you have a question. It's like, it's really a lot more informal. I think what we're going to be doing this round, we're going to be experimenting a little bit with choosing one thing that we are going to be doing a deep dive in for maybe like half the study group, and then leaving it open for whatever questions that we have as well. And so that'll be a nice way to just keep a little bit of a balance in there. And then you could also just come and get coached, right? So by me. So you'll have a little bit of a space, of a forum for you just to come in and get the support that you need. Even that's if that's just around like choosing your niche, or you know, you want to choose something like, how am I going to market myself? How is this going to influence my practice? The SBCA learnings. Like, bring whatever you have. It's absolutely fine. So that's how those work. And they're a lot of fun. They end up being a lot of fun. We end up having nice groups every single session. So, and you get to know the people from the other classes that you might not overlap with that often, which is also really nice. So, yeah. So please come. Please come.
Can I ask a quick, slightly maybe out of the remit of this group question, but certification.
Yes.
Is there a reminder on the site of what that involves? And do you do that before we finish in December, or is that something that happens after?
Yeah, we are actually going to have a whole class just like this that I'm going to host specifically around certification. So we'll all sit down, we'll all go through it. You'll also have it in your workbooks as well as far as like what's required for it. But the long and the short of it is that it's never really a problem. You know, you just go to you come to the classes. You know, if you can't come to the classes, you can always view them afterwards. You can always do this at your own pace. Go to your practice pods. And then at the end, essentially it's, you know, you have a choice of either doing a presentation for SAS if you want, because some people are more oral, right? They're less comfortable writing. Or you could just, you know, write a small essay around the, you know, SBCA, the tools, how it impacted you, how it impacted your clients. It's really from your point of view, you can't go wrong with it. No one's ever failed. Right? We don't grade anything. It's really just like, how did this affect you? Right? How did this impact you? What were some of your favorite tools that you use? And that's it. It's quite straightforward.
I partly asked because SAS sent out an email, I think this week, saying about the certified SBCA coaches, that she has a pairing service or... And I think she said that she'd trained 100 coaches and 30 were certified.
Yeah.
So I wondered why so few, if it's a straightforward process.
That is my question also. I don't know. Honestly, I think where people get stuck is that they overthink the essay or they overthink the presentation. I would say almost, I would say 99% of the folks, they just, they take the class and they're like, oh, that was good enough. Like I've got the tools. But to me, it's like, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to have that certification. And it's a mark of your growth. It's a mark of how you've changed. It's a mark of how you've expanded, right? It's like you can actually hang your hat on it. And I think that that's quite important. So one of the reasons that that SAS is putting together this directory is of just the certified coaches that we're really hoping to encourage folks just to go ahead and just do that little bit of extra effort to get that certification, because it's really worth it. It really is. And Sal, I saw your message in the chat. Oh no, it's Cassie. Yeah, we're not recording those study groups. Yeah. We just want to be able to sort of hang loose and say whatever we need to say. I feel like the coaching is like when you're getting coaching in a little bit of a semi-private space like that, it's just for us, you know.
You know, that completely makes sense. I just wanted to double check, but the thought popped into my head.
Great question. Yeah. Cool. But yeah, so Jane, we'll have a whole thing on certification, so don't worry about that. It's all good. Cool. Any other questions coming up for you guys? No? Okay, cool. Well, you have my email and you have the forums. Anything comes up, please feel free to jump in. Anka, yes.
For the third person, like if we are coaching and there's a third person observing, do we have kind of a question set, what to watch for, what to look for in terms of also especially self-belief? Like otherwise maybe the tendency is to fall. Like in my other coaching training, we had kind of 5 questions that were always helping while everything was going on to be like, okay, this check, or this was not, or that we stay on track with this type of coaching. Is there anything that we can get to have?
We don't have those questions. That's a great idea, though. That's actually a really, really fun idea. It's because it's a little bit more, we want the observer to be really in the moment with them, you know, with the people that are coaching. So it's really just whatever their feedback is important. And I mean, I find that we all sort of know we're doing it at this point because we've all had that first experience in getting our certifications. And that's sort of why we do SBCA only for coaches that have already had a certification before or had some sort of coach training before. So we all know what we're doing, you know, so that's the idea here. And so I think it's just really just giving the feedback that is coming up for you as an observer. So for me, when, you know, it's always really nice to give that feedback in a bit of a, like a sandwich. So like what really was great, what you saw that really, you know, for you struck you as being some masterful coaching, maybe some helpful feedback on something that you noticed. And then the other side is also, this is something that I saw that was really great as well. So I find that sort of feedback sandwich to be a really nice way to deliver whatever you're thinking. Sort of helps pad it a little bit. So it's a nice way to deliver that. But I love that idea, Anka, of maybe some questions that might be helpful. If that would be helpful for you, yeah. Yeah, we could look into that. Cool. Perfect. All right. Thank you, Scott, the other Scott. Brilliant. All right, guys. So listen, if anything comes up, please let me know. Also, feel free to come to study group next week this time if you have any questions that come up as well. If you have any concerns about your practice pod, I really just, it's a great way for you, an opportunity to work some of these tools out in real time. Sometimes our practice pods, like it's hard to find a time to meet up, or someone is having a really tough time in wanting to coach. Things come up in our practice pods, right? And so it's just an opportunity for us all to be coached on that and to use some of the tools that we've learned. If anything comes up though that you need to talk about, feel free to reach out to Sass and I. We're always here for you. Okay. Cool. Anka, yeah.
I have one more question. Like in case we want you to join our pod, how do we do that?
Just email me. Okay. Yes, I'll put my email. So my email is sr@thecuriouslife.org. Put it into the chat. You'll also find this on the website as well. And or you could just shoot me a Voxer as well if you're in Voxer.
And then we would tell you when we are meeting and ask if it's okay, or you don't have a sign-up form someplace where we have to then figure out how we can fit in there?
No, no. I don't go to that many, to be honest. I'll maybe go to like one every, you know, one practice pod for everybody usually. And that's, so we're together for like 6 months. So we've got a lot of time. And also the timing is tough. So I'm in between the West Coast of the US and Austria. So when I'm on the West Coast of the US, sometimes it's a bit more tough to add, to jump into those UK practice pods. When I'm in Austria, it's really easy. So yeah.
We need to snack you when you're in Europe.
Exactly. Just like get me when I'm in Europe. I'll be in Europe in August and September, just so you guys know. So it's easy for me to join your practice pods then. Okay, cool. Amazing, guys. Great questions. Okay, good. Beautiful. All right. Well, listen, have a beautiful rest of your day. And I will see you hopefully, you know, during next week or the weeks after. So just be in touch.
Beautiful. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks so much, guys. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.